Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And we are back here on Sports Talk. Jeff Nowak alongside Charlie Long taking you up till 7 p.m. And then we're going to hand off to the Saints Hour with Mike Haas. Going to interview Spencer Rattler, also Michael Parenton, Director of Pro Personnel for the Saints. But Charlie, let's talk about this. News reported by Adam Schefter today. Jonathan Gannon, head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, he has been fined $100,000 for his on-field exchange with Emery DeMercado after Emery became the latest player, the second in as many weeks, to fumble a ball right before the goal line. It was A.D. Mitchell for the Colts in week four. His was at least an accident.
A.D. Mitchell did compound it, though, with a late holding call on a Jonathan Taylor 50-yard touchdown run. Sure. So I think if you're talking about who had the worst day, poor A.D. Mitchell, man.
Well, it was also like his play was fantastic. It was one of the best plays of the year until it wasn't. But his was also like he kind of just fumbled it away. Emery's was just one of those. He flipped it out of his hands. And maybe it's just, hey, you used to be a coach for the Eagles. Now your players are going to do stuff that annoys you. Shane Steichen and Jonathan Gannon were the offensive and defensive coordinators for the Eagles when they went to the Super Bowl. But a $100,000 fine. Coaches don't make that much. That's a significant fine, and he's the first head coach to be fined since Bruce Arians was fined $50,000 for swiping his hand at safety Andrew Adams' helmet during a 2022 wild card game against Philadelphia, which, if you recall, I believe both Jonathan Gannon and Shane Steichen were coaches on that team at that point. But, I mean, what do you think about that? Have you seen the clip? It seems kind of soft to me. Of like, this guy's wearing pads, he's kind of hitting him on the chest, like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's pretty harsh. I mean, there were some Twitter accounts out there, and you got to kind of know what you're looking at with some different accounts, where it's just, oh, he punched him, he like hit, come on, let's relax a little bit. It's tough coaching for a player that made a boneheaded mistake, which, by the way,
cost him a game.
I was about to say, we were just talking about the mistake that A.D. Mitchell made in the game that ended up being the difference in their loss to the Rams.
Yeah.
After that play from DeMercado, the Titans went from down 21-6 in the fourth quarter. They could have put them in a 28-6 hole with like 12 minutes left to go in that game.
Yeah.
And the Titans and Cam Ward came all the way back and won 22-21.
Yeah.
So if you're talking about these idiotic mistakes that these players keep making when they get to the goal line and they just, you got to cross it, goofball. Like it really is that straightforward.
I don't understand. It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make any sense, especially because it's happened before. So you would think that every player would know, I don't want egg on my face like these other players that have done this before, and they still do it. It's just like, make sure if I'm running into the end zone, I'm running through the wall before I drop the football. Because it's just, it makes you look so stupid. And so I don't blame Coach Gannon for blowing up on the sideline, because it did end up being the difference in a loss, because the Titans, with that momentum, came back and won that game, won their first game of the season because DeMercado couldn't cross the goal line before letting the ball loose.
And here's the thing. You're Emery DeMercado. This is your moment to say, like, I deserve a role. James Conner is done. Trey Benson is on IR. Like, you're competing with guys who also want a role, and you're making the dumbest mistake possible, which is all you got to do is get into the end zone before you flip the ball away. It's remarkable that this happens as often as it does, but it does. It just keeps happening.
So, kind of two parts here. I don't blame Coach Gannon for acting the way that he did on the sideline.
I would have been apoplectic.
And two, I'm kind of with you on this one. I think that it's a harsh, harsh punishment from the NFL. $100,000 fine for Coach Gannon for getting in his player's face after making a stupid mistake like that. So, I mean, the Cardinals are one of those teams. Their running back room is just decimated by injury. Obviously, what happened to James Conner, who is an emotional leader of that team, then also with Trey Benson going down with injury. So it was a DeMarcado, kind of Michael Carter backfield. And for all the folks that have put fantasy stock into DeMarcado, I can imagine that they're not very happy with what happened this past weekend.
One of those being me.
Yeah, I was the opposite. I put it into Michael Carter, and he got me a touchdown.
That was the smart thing to do.
Yeah, so it worked out.
I picked up DeMarcado. I was like, I could either pick up DeMarcado or Rico Dowdle. I've made a lot of bad decisions. But I still have Chuba Hubbard. Like, Chuba's going to be that guy. The Panthers, crazy comeback. A lot of crazy games like that. Did you catch the Seahawks-Bucks game?
Yeah, so...
I mean, that was bonkers.
The Seahawks... The Buccaneers continue to just... break a chair over my head every time that we pick them in pick six. Because they've played a lot of good teams early on the season, so I keep throwing them on the slate. Every Thursday, Mike, Steve, myself, Bobby will pick six different games, typically three college, three NFL against the spread. And we've picked the Buccaneers plenty of times. I know we did for the Texans game because I was inconsolable after what happened at the end of that game. And then we'd pick them against the Seahawks. We did them against the Falcons in week one. So I've lost all these games because I keep picking against Baker Mayfield.
That's a mistake.
It's just unbelievable
I hate to say it, but they might win the Super Bowl this year. Like, that's the type of team that can go win a Super Bowl because inevitably, you get into a situation where you just need to go down and score and win a game. In any playoff run, you're going to get into a situation where the clutch team wins. And what are the common denominators between Super Bowl winners? Like, you get Pat Mahomes, you get Tom Brady's, right? Yeah, even a Matthew Stafford the year the Rams won. Like, you have that quarterback that you trust in those critical moments, and you're like, he gets the ball with 2 minutes to go needing a touchdown. He's going to get that touchdown. And even without Mike Evans, like, it's frustrating. I keep looking, oh, they don't have Mike Evans. They don't have Bucky Irving. How can they possibly go beat the Seahawks team that I think is a really good team? I think it's the best team talent-wise from top to bottom the Saints have played this year. And, man, he just gets it done. And, you know, it's a bummer that Baker plays for the Bucs because if he was not on another NFC South team, I would be the biggest Baker Mayfield fan possible because he's just so easy to root for, even though he's doing all the same stuff he did in Cleveland. And they're just like, it's just working now.
He's a bulldog. I mean, I don't know if I would go so far as to say they're like a Super Bowl type of team. I think they're going to be obviously a playoff team. You know, we'll see how far they can get. They're still not necessarily in like the top tier of NFC teams.
They don't have the defense. Like, they don't, I wouldn't say they have an elite defense. And I think that hurts them.
But if you get in, they're like the Chiefs of last year.
Yeah.
If you get into those one possession games,
they're going to win them.
You better beat this team by 10 points and you better be up double digits late and jump on that defense like you were just saying. Because if you give Baker Mayfield a chance in the fourth quarter in a one possession game, he is continuously shown time after time again that he will burn you. I know that Mike and both of the Mikes, Mike Haas and Mike Dettillier, were talking about this last night on the Saints Coaches Show, that the Buccaneers are like the cat with nine lives.
It's crazy.
Somehow they continue to win these games and it's just unbelievable. So you were expecting them to slip up at different points throughout the season. They did slip up against the Eagles, who are better than them. And then, you know, I would hazard a guess and say that I think the Lions are probably better than the Buccaneers right now as well.
I think I think the NFC Championship is going to be, depending on how it all plays out, two of these three teams, which is the Eagles, the Lions, and the Bucs.
Because I think the Packers are, like, their defense it just scares me after seeing what happened against the Cowboys.
Yeah, that's true. I guess the Packers are. I think those are the top four teams.
Right. So that's generally the kind of order that we're looking at. The Buccaneers are at least in that number, though, and it's because, like Mike D and Mike Haw said last night, they're just like a cat with nine lives with Baker Mayfield leading the way.
How do you think Panthers fans feel watching that Seahawks-Bucks game and be like, we had both these guys. One of them was backing up the other one.
Right.
And we were just like, let's go. Let's get rid of them. They're trash.
The Matt Rhule era was definitely a weird one in Carolina because you see like the images of Baker Mayfield lining up in practices at defensive end as well. Like you see, it's like a practice squad player, and then you see what he's accomplished with Tampa Bay. It's just the Panthers are a strange place. But granted for them, they picked up a win this past weekend against the Dolphins. So that's a team that either gets completely annihilated week to week, or they will, you know, pull out a random victory that will shock a lot of people. I know nobody was really picking them to beat the Dolphins, even though the Dolphins had a terrible start to the season in their own right. But here we are with the Panthers picking up their second win of the season. So, you know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No doubt. Weird. You know, speaking of a team that picked up a win, it's the Saints. You know, we could talk about the Saints a little bit. And, you know, so I guess my question for you, what is your biggest red flag? It's easy. Okay, they won a game. Let's talk about good things. We've done that already. What is the thing you're most concerned about over the first five games that, you know, they need to fix? The Saints need to fix if they want to turn the season into something that's even worth talking about in the final month and a half of the season.
Pass rush.
Okay.
It is Carl Granderson and occasionally Brian Brisee sighting. Cam Jordan had a really good week one, hasn't really provided much else. Pass rush. Chase Young should be coming back sooner rather than later. So that's been kind of the big concern early on is the pressure rate for the Saints. It's like almost dead last, if not even dead last.
They've moved
in the NFL.
Up to 31st.
The Bears
are last. They're fighting Dennis Allen.
So you're right there at the bottom of the league as far as pressure rate, you know, pass rush win percentage, getting after the quarterback in obvious passing downs. You'll just see these plays where, and that's why Deuce and also have talked about this throughout the season as well, that the Saints, the quote-unquote bugaboo down for them has been third and long, right? And a lot of the times it's because you can't get after the quarterback in those obvious passing downs. And then you give them time and they can maybe get a big chunk play on this young secondary. So that is my biggest concern right now. You know, we'll see what Chase Young provides when he gets back. Hopefully that's sooner rather than later, Jeff, because, I mean, we've all been hearing it. We know the entire process, how it's played out. When the calf injury happened for Chase Young, we all kind of figured it would be a short-term thing. Like
that's
maybe
it sounded
a,
like.
A couple, that's what he sounded like.
Yeah.
When you listen to him talk about it, he was just like, oh, I'm not worried about it. I'll be back, you know, ASAP type of thing. In his presser, when he was speaking to the media about the injury, and now we're in week six, and we're hoping where there is optimism that he's going to return to practice on Wednesday for the first time all season. So fingers crossed there, but it's definitely been, and you know, I know that you've talked about this as well, that the people they'll freak out about, oh, why didn't they put him on the IR? They obviously didn't expect it to be this long of a process, so that's why they didn't put him on IR. But as Coach Kellen Moore had said, there is optimism that he'll be back sooner rather than later.
Yeah, and it's notable how Kellen Moore talked about it on Monday, because you know, I've been at all these press conferences, I've heard all of his answers. He did not volunteer that level of optimism over the last 3 weeks. That was a choice that he made on Monday, and I don't think he says that on Monday unless he feels like there's a good chance he's out there. So I'm hopeful that tomorrow when we get out to practice, there will be Chase Young, but don't I've been saying that for the last month, so you know, don't be put me on that. But you know, as far as red flags are concerned, I'm concerned about the pass rush. I wouldn't call it a red flag just because Chase Young, when he gets back, should solve a lot of those problems. So it's not something that like, this is mission critical. They have to change something, because what they need to change is getting Chase Young back. And so when he does get back, that should be better. And if it's not, then it becomes a red flag. To me, the red flag is just the special teams phase.
Yeah.
And I'm not just talking about Blake Groupie. Blake Groupie is a big part of the conversation, and you need him to get his stuff sorted out. But you look at the special teams phase overall, in terms of execution, the only reason we're not talking this week about the kick return unit and how it torpedoed the game was because the Giants didn't have to kick off from like the 6 minute point of the second quarter on. The Giants didn't score in the second half. They didn't kick off to start the second half. So you didn't field any kicks. But the first three kickoffs of that game, the Saints started at the 9, the 20, and the 16.
So I had joked earlier with Ahmad when we had him on, our caller, that the people that have been catching a lot of heat, Cesar Ruiz, Pete Warner, number one, and it's not even close, is Blake Groupie. 5 misses in 5 weeks.
Yeah.
You call it what it is, but it's unacceptable. So
it is, but my ire is not just with Blake. My ire is with Phil Galliano and that whole unit.
They got exposed against Seattle, and they haven't necessarily responded and kind of made the major strides that you were hoping you would see post that game. So I'm right there with you.
Well, it's just coverage, returns. Like, you are giving up so much value, and the kicking game is part of that. But keeping the kicker's mind right is part of the special teams coordinator's job.
Yeah.
Right? And so, like, there's a lot that goes into it, but that unit has been the biggest disappointment for me so far. And it's a unit that we've grown accustomed to being a plus, and it has been a negative. And this is not the type of team that can overcome special teams being that much of a liability. So that's my biggest red flag.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.